Right, according to Iraqi dissidents, there has been for a long time a ban, an official ban, U.S. government ban, against any contact with Iraqi dissidents, the democratic opposition. It's not because they're big radicals or anything like that. The head is a London banker, others are professionals. But there was a ban, and according to Iraqi dissidents, that ban was instituted forcefully right after the last gassing episode, so as not to irritate our friend Saddam Hussein. I can't vouch for that, but that the ban has been in operation is absolutely true.